Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Nun, the 50th daf here in Masechta Shabbos, and we are on Mentes Mabez. Yesterday we started Klal Gadol. The first part of Klal Gadol is all about the concept of Chiluk Malachos and Chiluk Shabbosos. If somebody does a number of Averis by accident, somebody does them on purpose, so then there's only one time that the person can be Chayav Karis or Chayav Skila. But if somebody does it by accident, then there are different Chiyuvim that are applied, and it depends. It depends on Shabbos. It depends on the Kavana, what you knew about, what you didn't know about. That is the first part of the discussion of Paraklal Gadol, the first couple of Dafim, and we relate this to other areas of Halacha, as we will see. Then we'll get to B'ed Hashem Adav Nun Gimel Amid Beis in the Yerushalmi, in these Ardafim, and that's, of course, the Mishnah with the 39 Malachas. That is the second Mishnah here, and that's on Daf Nun Gimel. So says the Gemara, though, now here on Memtes Amid on Memtes Amid Beis, in the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. So we just spoke about what is the halacha in terms of doing a number of, like our Mishnah says, you do a number of malachas and you don't know about Shabbos. So we said Shabbos Yedias Machalko. So we spoke about what Rashi says. That means, oh, you must have found out, and Tosfos says not. Okay, so the Gemara says, from the second to last line, and we switch the girsa. It says metalin, but we're going to switch that girsa to mina ilain milaya. How do you know this? Meaning, what's the source? What's the source that for the concepts of, let's say, remember the three cases in the Mishnah? Number one, you have no idea about Shabbos, right? Either you forgot or you never knew. That was case number one. But then case number two and three was what we would call Shigigas Shabbos Vizadon Melachos. I didn't know it was Shabbos today. Of course I know about the Melachos Shabbos, Vizadon Melachos. I didn't know it was Shabbos. So that is the one case. And in that case we said, by a case of Shigigas Shabbos and Zadon Melachos, you're chayav for each Shabbos, but you're not chayav for each Melacha. And the other case of Zadon Shabbos and Shigigas Melachos, you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know these Melachos are also on Shabbos. Right? So those are different cases. Sometimes we say, right, for the Shigigas Shabbos, you're chayav for each Shabbos. For Shigigas Malachas, you're chayav for each Malacha. So how do you know? How do you know sometimes you're chayav many, sometimes you're chayav one? So that's what we're going to darsha now, the following psukim. The pasuk says, in beginning of Vayikra, by the Karman Chatas. Remember, the Gemara in Parshas Vayikra goes through in a very orderly fashion. The Torah doesn't need me to say that. But it goes through a very orderly fashion. Every perek, exactly, every karban. So the fourth perek is all about chatas. So one of the psukim there, nefesh kisechta bishkaga, is someone who sins unintentionally. Mikol mitzvah Hashem, asher lo se'asena, from one of the mitzvahs of Hashem that should not be done. The asa me'achas mehena. That's the pasuk. The asa me'achas mehena. So that's a verbose. A lot of extra words and letters there. Me achas mehena. So the Gemara is going to darshan. The Gemara is going to darshan because the Gemara could have said, as Rechaim Kanievsky says here, va'as achas. Pasuk could have said, you do one of the, you do one of the averis. But instead it says, va'asa me achas, so that mem is extra, and mehena, and then hena, and mehena. So it's as if you have three extra letters, words that we're going to darshan from. So each of those three we're going to learn something from. So, ve'asa achas, it's as if, when the pasuk says ve'asa me'achas mehena, it's as if the ve'asa is going on each three of the extra phrases. So, ve'asa achas, ve'asa hena, ve'asa mehena. So, each of those, as if it darshan each of those, as we will darshan now, and we assume, right, the Chaim Kanievsky explains again, Menimsa mem de me'achas aitu ledrasha, v'chein aitu le kol tevas mehena ledrasha, the word. So we darshan each and every one. So let's go through the Gemara. Va'asa achas. So where does va'asa achas teach me? You'll be chayav on each one, l'chayav akalachas va'achas. Right? Chayav on each and every malacha. That's case number three. That's case number three in the Mishnah. Right? Again, you know it's Shabbos, but you don't know these malachas are aser. So I did libun and shchita and Bishol, right? So I'm chayav three. Chayav three, even though it's, because it's three shigigas. Three, I know it's Shabbos, but I didn't know those three are usher. So that's vasa achas. You're gonna be chayav on one, on each one. So you're chayav on each and every malacha that you do, case number three. Hena. Next is hena. That what do we dashem from that word? L'chayna is considered one. L'chayev al kulhon achas. Right? That's teaching me in a case that you're chayev for many averas, so to speak, you only chayev one carbon. And that's case number two in the Mishnah. If I did many malachas on this Shabbos, I didn't know it was Shabbos, that's one mistake. And therefore I'll be chayev one. That's hayna. That's hayna. That's shigigas Shabbos and zadon malachos. Right, you're shogig about Shabbos. You don't know it's Shabbos, but you knew many malachas were aser, but you know it's Shabbos. So that's number two. Mehena for the what's the extra mem lechayev ala toldos. That's to be mechayev on toldos of Shabbos. So that is unbelievable, right? How big, how large of a sugya are toldos of Shabbos? It's huge. It's learned that from one letter. One letter in the Torah teaches me the entire topic and sugya of toldos of Shabbos. So it's interesting that you even need a source for it. This is the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama. Beginning of Baba Kama, the Rishonim there ask a fascinating question, and that is, we know they're always in toldos by other areas of halacha. Like we know that's the Gemara in Baba Kama. Where Baba Kama, Dabez, in the Bavli asks, well, I know they're always in toldos by Shabbos, by Nezek, and by Tumah. And the Gemara asks, by Shabbos I know toldoseyen kayotze bohem. The toldos are just like the avos, right? Just like the avos. Says the Gemara, toldoseyen kayotze bohem. Loshna av chatas, loshna tolda chatas. If I do an amalacha, I'm chayv chatas. If I do a tolda, I'm chayv chatas. The botaraisa. Botaraisa. Loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. If I did it with eidim, I get skila. What's the difference between Nav and Tolda? They're both Daraisa, they both get Skila. Nafkamina. So says the Gemara there in the Bavli Davbeis, Dilu Avich, Dia Avos Bahadi Adadi. If I did two Avos, if I did two different Avos, I did Malabain and Gozes. Inami, Shte Toldos Bahadi Adadi. I did two Toldos of Machayiv, Akol Chada Vachada. I'm going to be Chayiv on each one. If I do two different Avos and two different Toldos of two different Avos, then I'm chayv for each one. Vilo avin av v'tolda didei lo machayv alachada. If I did an av and it's tolda, like the example I gave in the last year, I planted a seed and I watered a tree. So then that's an av and a tolda of the same malacha, zoreya, pashto. So then you're chayv one. So fine. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Why do you call this an av? According to Rabbi Lazar says you're chayiv two for tolda b'makam av. Why do they call it an av and a tolda? The Gemara says, if it's in the Mishkan, it's called an av. If it's not in the Mishkan, it's called a tolda. Fine. So by Shabbos, toldos are like avos. By tumah, avos are not like toldos. Right? You have avos ha-tumah and avatumah, and then you have toldos, which are all Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, those are all toldos. So they're not similar to each other in halacha. Right? Avos and toldos. So avos and toldos are similar to avos by Shabbos, not by Tumah. What about by Nezek? That's the Gemara's Kasha. That was the Gemara's Kasha there, because you have avos to Zikin, arba avos to Zikin. So this is the Gemara. So Rishonim, you look at the Shidu Gubet says there, the beginning of Baba Kama, he says, why do you need a makar for toldos of Shabbos, and you don't need a makar for toldos outside of Shabbos, right? Like for Nezek, right? By Nezek, toldos of Nezikin, that's misvara, right? You have all the different, you have avos Nezikin, shor bar ma v'henever, and all the toldos, the Gemara quotes, this is a tolda of Karen, this is a tolda of Shane, but you don't have a separate makar. So what? It sounds like what? It's a more of a natural extension by Nezek, that toldos just flow from the avos, and by Shabbos, they don't flow from the avos. Maishna asked the Mari Katz in the Shidu Gubetzes. Tamil Rebbe, Maishna the Tolda, the Shabbos, Yafida la Mikroi, Beperakabone, Darshina Heina Avos, Mehena Toldos. Right, that's in Shabbos Daf Ayin in the Bavli, and in Shabbos Daf Nun in the Yerushalmi. The Toldos the Nezikin, Lo Yafida Mikroi, Ela Misvara. But Toldos the Nezikin is just without Misvara. Answers the Shita, and we could give a whole shiur on this line, trying to figure out what he means. V'nir l'mari katz, he says, without the pasuk to teach me toldos, I would have excluded them because the makar is Mishkan. Mishkan is about avos. So because you have Mishkan, I would have excluded. So what does that mean? Is that telling me, well, I would have thought toldos are a natural outgrowth of, even by Shabbos, but the problem is you have Mishkan. And Mishkan limits it to avos, and therefore I would have excluded toldos. Or is that saying, no, The fact that there's avos in the Mishkan means that toldos are not naturally learned. Like the question is, how much of an artificial source is the Mishkan, or is it something natural? Again, this could be a lot said about this Mari Katz. Okay, and then there's avos and toldos is a huge topic, but again, this is what the Gemara says here, that mehena l'chayiv ala toldos, that's the makar. Avos and toldos comes up in those three areas, as we know from Avos Kama. There are avos and toldos in other areas, right? Shvius, beginning of Moed Katan. Avos and toldos by Shmita. That's a little different. Avos is of Shmita is only four, as the Torah tells us, and toldos are derabanan. So avos and toldos by Shmita are different. And then sometimes there are, the Ritva in Kiddushin has a line, there are avos kinyanim, and toldos within kinyanim, that there are avos like Meshicha, and might be an av, and then there might be certain kinyanim that are included in that. That's sometimes you have the language by other contexts as well. Okay, so this is, how do you know that sometimes in Shabbos, you're chayav one chatas, more than one chatas, so you learn that from this pasuk. Achas, you're chayav for each one, that's by malachas. Mehena, you're chayav for one. That's the case of Shiga Shabbos, and then Mem is toldos. So ask the Gemara. This pasuk in Vayikra doesn't say anything about which Avera it's referring to. Right? At the beginning, it's Goran Ben Karban Chatos. Right? I read the pasuk before. The pasuk just says, if you do one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, Asher lo siyaseh, it shouldn't be done. So we're assuming that it has to do, it's talking about Shabbos. You could come up with the case of Shabbos that sometimes you chayav many, sometimes you chayav one. But maybe not. Maybe this pasuk is referring to something else. For example, O Neymar, Avodah Zarah, Chas Medaber. Maybe it's referring to Avodah Zarah. So how do you come up with a case of Avodah Zarah that sometimes you're chayav many, sometimes you're chayav one? I could come up with it. Let's try. Oh, Tani, Reb Zakkai, Kumi Reb Yochanan, Zibeach, Kiter, Venisech, Behalamachas. There are different ways of serving an Avodah Zarah. What happens if a person sacrificed Zibeach, right? He shechted an animal, Kiter, he burned v'nisach and he poured libations v'halamachas without realizing that he did something wrong in between the ma'isim. So in those cases, chayev akalachas va'achas. So Reb Yochanan, Reb Zakkai said in front of Reb Yochanan, if you do all of these in one helam, in one forgetting, you're chayev on each one. And Amar Eli Reb Yochanan, really? Bavlaya, you Babylonian. Right, that lashon is used a number of times in Yerushalmi. Avarta biyadcha tlasa naharin. You crossed three seas to get here. V'itabart, and you got broken. Meaning, what kind of mistake are you making? Right, you came all the way from Babel to come to Israel. You crossed three seas. Which seas? Some say it's the Napras and the Yarden. You crossed three seas to get here, and you made a mistake. Right, if you do zibeach kiter v'nisach in one helam, you're chayav three. I didn't realize I was doing Avodah Zarah somehow. And I sacrificed, and I was Maktir, and I was Menasech. Yochayev one. So Ben Zakkai says three. Rabbi Yochanan says one. So the Gemara is going to say, let's go through each of these shitas and figure out, could you come up with a case that you're Chayev one and Chayev many? And then that's when we could suggest, oh, maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to, Avodah Zarah? Because you have to find an area of halacha where you have these possibilities, that maybe you'd be chayav many, maybe you chayav one, because the word achas means you're chayav on each one, the word hena means you're chayav one for many actions. So by Shabbos, we came up with it. The Gemara is saying, maybe Avodah Zarah too, so the Gemara is going to try to figure out. So here we go. So ad lo yitbarine biyadeh, before literally it was broken in his hand. Before Reb Yochanan told Reb Zakkai, it got broken by the time you crossed the seas. So that means in his havamina. So in the Havamina of Reb Zakkai, meaning when he said that you're chayav three, if I do zibeach kiter v'nisech in one helam, I'm chayav three. So then yesh kan achas, you could come up with a case that you're chayav on each one. Meaning, what if you know something is avodah zarah? You know this is avodah zarah, but you don't know that these avodos are usher to do to avodah zarah. So then you'd be chayav on each one. Then you'd be chayav on each one. So then that's fine. That's the pasuk of achas. So, acha, yesh kan achas, but ain kan hena. What's the other case? What's the case that you be chayv only one? Right? If you know these avodos or usser, but you don't know that this is an idol in front of you. Right? You're gonna be chayv, right? If you don't know it's avodah zarah, then you're not chayv one. you're not chayiv at all. If I don't know this is idolatry, oh, I'm only making one mistake? You don't know what's a avodah zarah. So you're not going to be chayiv any. So according to Reb Zakkai, let's call it, before Reb Yochanan proved him wrong, according to Reb Zakkai that says, if you do these three avodos, you're chayiv many. Let's take kedefet into the pasuk. You could come up with a case that you're chayiv, again, many, right? If you know this is avodah zarah, but you don't know all of these malachas are asur, so you're chayiv for each of those avodas. But the other way, right? You are zadon, and you know these avodas are asur, bishum avodah zarah. But you don't think this is avodah zarah? You're not chayiv at all. That's not going to be chayiv one. So that can't be, according to that sheet, that doesn't fit into the psukim. So what about the other way? So min tatavra biyadeh. So what about after Rabbi Yochanan broke his shita, which basically means Rabbi Yochanan shita. What's Rabbi Yochanan shita? Right? If I did many of these avodos in one halam, I'm chayiv one. So then, yesh kan hena, then the other way. Then you could have a case of hena, where you're chayiv one, right? In this case, where you did many avodos in one halam, but ein kan achas. But you won't have a case of achas, right? What's the case where you're going to be chayiv on each and every one? You're only chayiv, you're always chayiv one. So you can't explain the pasuk relating to avodah zarah. Right, that's our goal is trying to say that this pasuk is the source for Hilchas Shabbos. So where it says it can't work for avodah zarah. So the Gemara says veheichan b'avodah zarah. Gemara says that now what would be a possibility? Right, this is of like finishing up of the question veheichan b'avodah zarah. What would be the possibility that you'd be chayiv many or be chayiv one for avodah zarah? So the Gemara says, well, there are three types of isurim to talk about when it comes to avodah zarah. Ba'avodasa. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there are at least two different areas of service of avodah zarah. Ba'avodasa, that means it's specific avodah. If there's an idolatry that has a specific way of serving it, let's say you serve it by waving at it. That's going to be asur daraisa. Right? Famously, pa'or, you service it by defecating on it. Right? That any way, the avodah sa, the way that it's serviced, that's going to be usur for that avodah. Ba avodas gava, and if I do that service to a different idol, I'm not chayiv. I'm not chayiv misa. Ba avodas hagavoa. Right? Or number two is ba avodas hagavoa. In any of the three ways that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those ways are usur for all avodah zara. Shchita, haktara, nisach. Remember, those were the three that we mentioned before. Shechting an animal, burning something, and pouring wine libations. I do those three too on the Mizbeach. So those are the three that are usher to any avodah zarah, even if that's not the normal way of serving it. So that's avodah gavoa. Behishtach havaya. And the third way is bowing down. Bowing down to an idol. So those are three areas which I'm chayiv misa for. Right, again. A, avodah zarah, serving it in its specific way of serving it. Number two, serving it in the Hashem way of serving it. And number three, bowing down to it. So the Gemara goes through. So how does this all work? Try to fit these into the psukim of Hena and Achas. Ba avodah sa, if you serve various idols in the way personally that they each serve themselves, that their miyuchad way, l'chayv al-achas v'achas. Right? That's chayv on each one. Ba'avodas hagavoa, if I do any of those, ways that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chayev al kol anachas, right? If I do zibuach and kitur and those, so I'm chayev only one. I'll be chayev one on those. What do you mean? If there's an avodah zarah and I shech the carbon to it and then I'm machter ktoris to it. So explain the Mefarshim, explain Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That's all one avera of serving an idol as you serve God. Right? Even though you did two different actions. So, and therefore you bechayev one. So, therefore, says the Gemara, maybe this is how you would darshan the psukim. Right? What's the case that you're only chayev one, the case where you, the second category, where you serve this idol in the ways that you serve Hashem? What's the case that you're chayev each and every one, where you serve three different idols in three different ways that they're each uniquely serviced? And then what about the mem? What would be the extra mem teaching me? Bishtachavaya, to teach me ishtachavaya l'chayev al miksasa. Chayev even on a partial bowing. Not going all the way down with pishut yadayim v'raglayim, even partial. Right? So the Gemara says, so maybe this is how you would understand the psukim relating to Avodah Zarah. So again, according to one way of reading this Yerushalmi. So therefore, you know, we're stuck. Maybe the psukim aren't about Shabbos, but it's about Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, Rebbe Bun Barchia, B'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Ksiv, but the pasuk there in the context, the very next pasuk, right after this pasuk that we're darshening says, "Imakoin haMashiach yechta lashmata am vehevi par." If the Kohen HaMashiach, if the Kohen Gadol does a sid and he brings a par, he has to bring a cow. Which avera does he bring a cow for? Mitzvah shaMashiach mevi aleim par. Right. For example, Shabbos. Yotzes as avodah zara shein mevi aleim par elas ira bilvad. Right. By avodah zara, all Jews. If somebody's shogi by avodah zara, all Jews bring a goat. Bring a seir. The pasuk right after this says that the Kohen Gadol brings a cow. That special din is by Shabbos. And therefore, that's how you know the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, because it's right next to Shabbos. So you're right, the Gemara says maybe it's Avodah Zarah, but we reject that. We reject that. Again, there's a lot to talk about in this, the Averis of Avodah Zarah. Averis of Avodah Zarah, it's interesting discussion. Just to mention, if you look in the Minchas Chinuch, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, in Parshas Yisro, Parshas Yisro in Mitzvah Chav Ches. Mitzvah Chav Ches is the Isra of bowing down to Avodah Zarah. Mitzvah Chav Tes is not to serve Avodah Zarah in the way that they serve their Avodah Zarah. So again, these are different, three different Averis. Not making a pestle, there are many Averis. So there, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Chinuch mentions about Hishtach Chavaya. Right? Dinei ha-mitzvot, I'm reading it from the Chinuch, kugon mahi ha-shtachavaya im bepishi yidav raglayim o misha shiichpoish panah bakarka. Hishtachavaya, is it going all the way down or just partially down? Well, partially down. So says the Chinuch and the Rambam, even partially down is included. Im kein, says the Minchas Chinuch, kiven the chazal lomdu demilas ha-shtachavaya amur batori pishi yidav raglayim. Understand, if the Chazal understand Hishtachavayim means all the way down, Minole la Rambam, the Kan Chayav Becholin, Yafil below Pishi Adam Raglayim, the Afer Jalo Hishtachavaya Klau. What is Hishtachavaya? The Minchas Chinuch goes into. So you have some Havaminas through Gemaras, as we have right here, right, about Mixas, but who says if you do a partial Hishtachavaya that it is Hishtachavaya? Maybe Hishtachavaya is all or nothing, Lamaskana. And he goes through a number of sources. And then he starts quoting, usually Minchas Chinuch quotes Gemaras and Midrashim. Here he starts quoting Psukim. He says, he's quoting Psukim about what Hishtachavaya is. He says, by Balak, Vayikod, Vayishtachavu, La'apav. It doesn't say Artsa. What about Yaakov Avinu? What about Lotz, Vayishtachu Apayim Artsa? And he talks about what Hishtachavaya is, what Hishtachavaya is. Then he talks about Yosef. Yosef promised in the dreams, and Yaakov got upset. He wouldn't have gotten upset if he didn't have to go all the way down. Fascinating discussion here. There he's going back and forth regarding Psukim, and he talks about the story with Yosef and Yaakov, and why Yaakov would have gotten upset. But that's in Mitzvah Chav Ches. Feel free to look, but we need to continue. Says the Gemara. So, the dust has settled. The pasuk is not about Avodah Zarah, it's about Shabbos. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, I have another possibility. I have another Avera that a Kohen Gadol would bring a cow for, not just Shabbos. Hatevon, hare chalavim v'arayos. What about chalavim and arayos, right? Illicit food and illicit relations. Hare ha-mashiach mevi aleim par. Right? The Kohen Gadol would bring a par for those Averas also. So the Gemara answers, lo asidan masni el advarim sheish lahan toldos. No. The fact, remember we said, the mem is teaching me toldos, so the pasuk must be referring to some avera that has avos and toldos. Chalavim elam toldos. Chalavim has no toldos, meaning non-kosher fat, or something not kosher. It's either usser or it's not usser. There's no avos and toldos by kashrus, right? It's usser, and there's no toldos. Arayas, usa bohenes ha-ma'arika gomer. Also by arayas, there's no avos and toldos. We don't say, a complete ma'isabiyah is the av, and a partial ma'isabiyah is a tolda. No. A partial ma'isabiyah is called a full ma'isabiyah. Right? A ma'arika gomer. Somebody starts a ma'isabiyah. So therefore, the pasuk cannot be referring to, kalav and varayas. So it must be referring to Shabbos. And that's our source. Chalav and varayas are mentioned here Why do they put together? The Gemara puts them together elsewhere. The Gemara puts them together elsewhere. Chalom Arayis. First of all, the Gemara says, Hamisasik v'chalom Arayis. Right? Sometimes there's a concept called Misasik. You're involved in an Aveira, but you have no idea that you're involved in an Aveira. I just happen to be, on Shabbos you have Misasik. Right? Shabbos. You brush past a light switch and the light switch goes on. Right, so misasik. Or you walk somewhere and a light goes on because of your motion detectors. Misasik. So misasik is a sugya that comes up in many areas of halacha. But the Gemara says misasik b'chalam marayos chayev. Even though misasik is usually not chayev, you have no idea what you're doing. But with chalavim v'arayos, you are chayev. That means by eating and by illicit relations, that's chayev. Why? The Gemara says shekein nehene. Those have to do with hana'as hagavra, physical hana'a. So even though by other averas, if you have no idea what you're doing, you happen to be involved in a avera, you're going to be putter, but chalom arayis is all about the hana'a. It's all about the hana'a. That's the mechayiv. And therefore, even though you had no kavva, you didn't realize what you were doing, but you're going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv, a carbon, whatever it is, shekein nehene. Right? The Gemara uses this in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel by shlichus ledvar avera. If somebody is, even if we say, even if we say yesh shliach ledvar avera in certain context, according to some shitas, yesh shliach, meaning the mishaleach is going to get the avera. But if the mishaleach sends the shliach to do an avera of chalom v'arayis, no. Right? Then the shliach is going to get the avera. Because, lo matzinu zenen ev zemeschayef. That's the language of the Gemara. You never find somebody getting hana and the other person is going to be chayef. So again, chalom v'arayis is a big topic. Misasik is a huge topic. But we'll continue for now. So the Gemara said that you're chayev for each and every Shabbos. In the case where, even though I got the days mixed up, I didn't realize today was Shabbos. And I didn't remember in between. Doesn't matter. Every Shabbos is its own world, and therefore you're going to be chayev for each and every Shabbos. What's the source for that? So Chavraya Amrin, first try, Shabbos hi Lashem. L'chayev akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. You're chayev on each and every Shabbos, number one. Amr Rabbi Ila, a second source, Ksiv. Kala osebo malacha yumas. Anyone who does malacha on Shabbos, pasukin I think kisisa yumas is chayev misa. Lo ha osebo b'chaveru. So we darshan if you do a malacha bo on Shabbos yumas, but not if you did a malacha on it and on its friend. Meaning, what if I did a half of a malacha on one Shabbos and half of a malacha on the next Shabbos? They don't combine. They're not mitzaref. So what do you see from there? Says Rabbi Ila, every Shabbos is his own entity. So if every Shabbos is his own entity and it doesn't combine two, so says Rabbi Ela, it must be its own entity. If you did a full malach on each one, you're chayev two. That's Rabbi Ela's svara. Lo ho sebo ubachaveira. That's the drasha. If you do a full malacha on it, you're chayev misa. Lo ho sebo ubachaveira. Not if you do two different halves. And at omer, ein ha-shabbosos mitzarfos. So you say two shabbosos don't combine to make one. So therefore, chalkos. It must be that two different shabbosos with two full malachos are split and you're chayev two. So that's the second suggestion in the Gemara. How do you know that every Shabbos is chayev? Even if I did one long stretch, I did malach on this Shabbos, did malach on the next Shabbos, I'm chayev two. One for each Shabbos. Even though there wasn't yedias b'chalkos. Why? Either the first source is Shabbos hi Lashem, every Shabbos is Lashem, each and every one, or no, the fact that they two halves don't combine means two wholes don't combine. And that, the Gemara says, I'm not so sure. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, kishem she'enon mitztarfos kachin chokos. Maybe not. Maybe by two halves, you understand they can't combine. Two halves, they can't combine because it's like the mashal is given. Let's say kedei achilas pras. Let's say I eat a half of a kezias, and then an hour later I eat another half of a kezias. That's not going to be mistarif because the definition of a malacha of a ma'is achila is within a certain time period. So too by Shabbos you might say that you can't do a half a malacha today and half a malacha next week. Of course that doesn't combine because you have to do malacha within a certain amount of time. But if you have two full malachos one after another in terms of two shabbosos one after another, who says that's not called one? Right, if you did the same thing twice, maybe that's called one. That's not a good mucker. Just because two halves don't combine doesn't mean that two separate ones are going to be considered separate. Says Rabbi Yossi Barbun, just like they're not mitztarif two halves, kachin chokos, so too, maybe they shouldn't be separate. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi Rabun says, go back to the first source. The first source was Shabbos Yid Lashem. That's the source that Shabbos is separate. Period. Okay. There's a lot of lumdus there in that machlokas, but we'll continue. We'll start the next sugya. Gadol Shenishma Ben Agoyim. Here we go. You have somebody who was captured by Goyim and he has no idea what day Shabbos it is, or he's on a desert island. Somebody has no idea what to do. So Rav Shmuel, so what's amazing is that many people are familiar with this famous Lachlokes and Masecha Shabbos about it, but the Yerushalmi has a third opinion that the Bavli does not have. So Rav Shmuel, Chanam Ramona Shishavos Shabbos. One opinion says, if the day that you realize that you have no idea what day it is, that's Sunday. That's Sunday, and you count 6-1, 6-1, 6-1. Right, why is that? The Yerushalmi here does not give the Svaris, but the Bavli, it's like Bir Yasa Shalolam. It's like Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem created the world, 6-1, 6-1, 6-1. So too, you have no idea what day is? Start counting. 6-1, 6-1. The Charan Amar, the other opinion, says no. Osa Shabbos Amon Ashisha. 1-6. 1-6, 1-6. Right, whatever day you realize, that's Shabbos. And the next day is Sunday. 1-6, 1-6. And why is that? Similar to Bir Yasa Shalolam Arishon. Adam was created right before Shabbos. Right on Friday. So that's why, just like he had Shabbos first, so too you have Shabbos first. So those two are quoted in the Bavli also. But according to these opinions, it could be that, let's say you do this for 5 years, it could be that you've never kept a Shabbos in your life because you were off. So the third opinion, only quoted here in the Yerushalmi, is, no, you got to do it in a way that you'll definitely at least get Shabbos sometime. How do you do that? Look what you do. Mona Shisha Vosa Shabbos. Count 6 and then do Shabbos. And then Chamisha Vosa Shabbos. And then count 5 and do a Shabbos. Arba Vosa Shabbos. Then count 4 and do a Shabbos. Shilosha Vosa Shabbos. Shnaya Vosa Shabbos. Echad Vosa Shabbos. So within 27 days, you'll keep 6 Shabbosos. But one of them, right, is going to be right. Right? One of them is going to be right, as this opinion says, and it's better to do that. Right, 6-1, 5-1, 4-1, 3-1, 2-1, right, 1-1, and then at least this way, you'll definitely know that you're getting a Shabbos. There's a lot to talk about here, but we'll have to stop at the show. We'll pick up with this next time. We'll talk about this Machlokes, and the Gemara will talk about whether this is worthwhile in this third Shita. Okay, we'll stop here.